Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Run Out Radio. I'm Jerry Forsythe alongside Mike Howerton. And today for you, we've got Mr. Yen Makabenta on the line. Mr. Makabenta is the chairman of the Billiard and Snooker Congress of the Philippines, as well as being the president of Raya Sports. That's the promotion group that has brought you the World Pool Championships. So let's get right to it. Mr. Makabenta, how are you today?
Fine, Jerry. How are you? And how are you, Mike?
We're just doing great over here. Thanks for joining us today on Run Out Radio. We've really got a lot to cover with you. First, many of the fans of the game are really unaware of the role that the national organizations play in international pool. If we could begin with a brief review of how all these initials fit together, am I correct in saying that in your part of the world, the players, the pro players, play in events produced by the BSCP, which is the Billiard and Snooker Congress of the Philippines, and that the BSCP in turn is a member of the APBU, the Asian Pocket Billiard Union, and that the APBU then is a member of the WPA, the World Pool Association?
Okay, I'll put it this way, Jerry. The Billiards and Snooker Congress of the Philippines, like other national associations, serves as the umbrella organization of all stakeholders in the billiards industry and community in the Philippines.
Okay.
And the objective is to bring some order and direction to our sports development in our country.
Uh-huh.
The BSCP organizes some events. It sanctions the events of various promoters. It represents our community in the National Olympic Committee. It has a long-term program for sports development in our sector. And it tries to standardize rules. And, it tries to create standards for tournaments to be in particular categories. Now, the BSCP is the official Philippine member of the Asian Pocket Billiards Union and the World Pool Billiards Association.
Okay. Very good.
Mr. Makabenta, are there any other pool organizations from the Philippines that are members of either the APBU or the WPA?
No, there are no other Philippine members of the APBU and WPA. But we do not stop anyone from trying to become the member of these international bodies or to become the national sports association of our country.
Okay.
Great. You know, over here there's been a considerable amount of rabble raised recently about concerns being raised by popular player Alex Pagulayan. Frankly, we have a problem discerning what has actually occurred with this matter. Can you possibly walk us through the sequence of events that led to his media attention and then tell us what actions were taken by the BSCP and the reasoning for those actions?
Okay. In the Guinness Pool Tour, the Philippines had four representatives in every leg. I use the word had because the tour concluded last weekend.
Uh-huh.
Two players were selected outright by the sponsors, and two were assigned to our national association.
Mm-hmm.
In making our two selections for each of the five legs, we wanted both to ensure quality representation for our country and to give a chance to as many deserving players as possible. Hence, we rotated the players in each leg. Alex Pagulayan represented the Philippines in the second and fourth legs. Now, in the fifth and final leg, Alex also wanted to play for the reason that he could qualify, if he played well, for the grand finals of the tour. But the BSCP Executive Committee decided to continue the rotation policy, so it fielded the national champion, Levan Corteza, and Jeffrey De Luna. But the fact is, Alex's case for going to the fifth leg was also harmed by his behavior in the previous Singapore stop. We felt he clowned and disrupted play with his antics. He got penalized for delaying a TV match during the toilet break. He provoked his opponent to adopt similar tactics. Our president, Ernie Fajardo, who was there in Singapore, heard our hosts comment wryly that perhaps Alex would play better if he would only stop with his antics. They wondered aloud why the referee was not warning him. Now, it's possible that here in North America, this is not considered sharking. But you must understand also pool culture in the Philippines, and we suspect this is also Asian pool culture. Our standard for tournament play is the same as our standard for betting matches. When players play in betting matches, they have to behave absolutely properly. The reason for this is that if a player behaves badly, he can provoke actual reaction, not just from his opponent, but from the managers as well as the spectators who may happen to be bettors also. It has happened in the past that matches have been disrupted by fights or wagers are not paid because of that. We take pool seriously in our country, so we apply this standard in all our tournaments. Now, we never had the opportunity to discuss our decision and the issues with Alex because he played coy about meeting with us, saying that he was going to a tournament in the South and would be back only later in the week. Apparently, he thought that his going to Shanghai was a done deal, and he was also afraid to be asked to play in several events in the BACP program, including a pool TV show which is on the planning stage. I will emphasize, however, that never in our events, not in the BACP events, nor in the events of Raya, have we ever forced anyone to play. We invite players and they either play or not play. Of course, it is also natural for us to be gladdened or saddened by the support or lack of support of players, Filipino as well as foreign. We would not be human otherwise.
Well, now, wasn't part of Alex's issue the fact, reportedly, that he wished to be paid for appearing in this particular event? Was that part of the situation?
Well, we heard that only later. Actually, ironically, we only read about that money demand of his in the AZ Billiards website, when this guy, Ronnie Nathaniels, wrote about it, okay? And the negative reaction here in North America to our association apparently stems from this misunderstanding of the facts. Now that we know about his money demands, I will tell you that it has always been our policy in the BACP, as well as the policy of my own Raya Sports Group, never to grant any money demands to players before they play in our events. This is, I understand, I have since learned that in several events at BECP, not Raya events, there were demands from Alex that to play in the Asian Games, he wanted some money or something like that. Those were not granted. But I can tell you for a fact that it did not figure in this particular issue of the Guinness Tour, because it rested simply on the fact that we found his behavior unacceptable, and then the rotation policy for the players. But now that we know about his money demands, we will be a little more hesitant, I suppose, about asking him to play. But the events that we have in our calendar, let me emphasize, will be open to him. He can join them if he pay the entry fees and all that. This particular decision applied only to the Guinness Tour.
And I understand from reading a statement from the BSCP that these events that you put together, including the event in question, is something that you feel strongly about because it helps promote the younger players who are trying to get experience playing on that sort of stage. Is that the case?
Yes, definitely. The reason precisely for this policy of not playing to the wishes of the prima donnas, you know, is that we feel we can only promote the sport and promote the welfare of all players if we play fair with everyone. Of course, we treasure our best players, and we do our best to help them in various ways. But we have to stick to that policy. Since we began our work in the BACP, we have been concerned about developing a broad platform for the development of pool in our country. And we are particularly concerned about developing a young crop of players in the Philippines. We watch what is happening with our neighbors in Chinese Taipei, Indonesia, in China, and other countries. They are beginning to develop the sport while the players are very young. And they're even using the schools for this. So we have a program along this line, and we have established a billiards academy in the country. It's a very broad program, so that actually focusing on the complaints of one player star really is a bit of a distortion of the picture here in the Philippines.
Since, Mr. Macaventa, you are involved in Asian pool as a whole, one of the things I saw last year that I was really excited about in Manila at the World Pool Championship was we saw some young players from Vietnam who really could play. And I expect to see more good players from Vietnam coming down the pike. Other than the Philippines and Taiwan and mainland China and now Vietnam, what other countries do you expect to see championship players coming out of in the next few years? Do you see any real hotbeds over there that might not be known about in the rest of the world?
Indonesia is actually coming on strong. Singapore, small though that country is, has developed players. The young players are shifting from snooker to pool, and they have been showing up lately in the Guinness Tour. And Japan and Korea, of course, they have quite a community of players. That is why we feel that we can have in Asia the equivalent of what you have here in North America, in the U.S. and Canada, as well as in Europe. So there is really a good opportunity for us to establish an Asian Pacific Tour. Okay, now you may say that there is already the Guinness Tour. Problem with the Guinness Tour, as far as I'm concerned, is that it's invitational and it's limited to Asian players. I feel the road to the future should be open competition, open pool. And I will discuss probably later in this interview what we plan to do along these lines. But basically, we'd like to hold events, not just in the Philippines, but all over the region. And we even like to think that it can be an Asia-Pacific type of tour where it stretches from Oceania to Asia all the way up to the Pacific coast of the United States.
Well, we are going to get to that in just a moment. We do have to cover one more little topic about Alex Pagulayan, and then we can leave that topic alone, because he has now stated that he has the support of Philippine players to begin a new organization. Why or why not would this be a concern to you?
Okay, I frankly do not know whether he or his backers are serious, no. We had a general meeting last Friday with the players and managers to discuss details of our program and a particular tournament that's supposed to come on this September. Everyone came and voiced their support for the UCP, except for one group consisting of about two players. And this group is really the Puyat Sports Group, which is still smarting, I think, from being surpassed in the limelight by BSCP and the new promoters. But I must tell you that just last week, ironically, a day before this outburst from Alex, Efren Reyes and Django Bustamante, who are said to be joining him in this association, talked to me precisely about how they can come into that program. I don't know what will happen to it now, but what I can tell you is that from what I heard from Django and Efren, they are very much eager to help with our program. But this issue has to be resolved through their manager. Okay. Now, as to whether Alex can establish his own national association or create a player union, I cannot really judge whether he'll succeed at that. I will just say that the best way to gauge his progress on this front is to find out 1 month from now, or maybe when you are here in Manila for the World Pool Championship in November.
Thank you for taking the time to go through that with us, Mr. Macabenta. We had wished to also have Mr. Pagulayan on today to be able to air both viewpoints, but so far we have been unable to reach him. Should Mr. Pagulayan enable us to establish contact with him, we will, of course, air his words as well. It is quite apparent that the Philippines has ascended to a leadership role in major international billiard events. The BSCP and your organization, Raya Sports, in particular, are responsible now for the World 9-Ball Championships, the World 10-Ball Championships, the newly formed Asia-Pacific 10-Ball Tour, and other individual events. Can you give us a bit of recent history and explain how all of this came to be in the last few years and where you see this going in the future?
Most of us who lead our national association today came into the picture only in March 2005. I joined around the time and I got elected BSCP chairman. The new leadership embarked on a new program for the development of billiard sports in our country, particularly pool. It was at the time that I established my own promotions company, Raya Sports. We all wanted to establish a long-term development program for our sport because we thought the Philippines was slipping in the rankings. Our players were losing in international tournaments. We wanted to send more Filipino players to international events, and above all, we wanted to organize our own major international events in the country. That's how we wound up with the World Pool Championship in Manila last year and this year. The record of BSCP over the past 2 years speaks for itself. An unprecedented haul of pool gold medals in the Southeast Asian Games and the Asian Games, a string of major pool events in the Philippines, and the yearly staging now of the National Pool Championships for men as well as for women. Down the road, we are looking at an even more expanded pool calendar. Next month, we will hold the first Philippine Junior Pool Championship for players 19 years and below. This will select our entries to the World Junior Pool Championship in Germany in November. In October, BSCP is launching a 16-event Philippine Pool Tour targeted to second and third-tier players mainly that will last up to December 2008. In January, we will inaugurate the Asia-Pacific Pool Tour in Manila, and this will go to several countries and cities in the Asia-Pacific region. This will be open to Filipino as well as foreign players from all over the world. And then we hope to hold in October 2008 the first ever WPA World Handball Championship in Manila. Now, we will also inaugurate within the year Pool Showdown, a pool program on television, which will run twice a week on prime time in one of our country's major TV networks. This is evidently the one for which Alex intended to ask for money as a condition for playing. Uh-huh. But we really have more players than we can handle because we are asking both Filipino and foreign players to take part in the program, and the response has been tremendous. And our sponsors have been asking us to come up with new faces to feature. It's tiring, they said, to see the same faces playing pool every time in our country. Now, this venture into a regular TV program is really an experiment. It is an attempt on our part to broaden the base of popular support for pool and to expand the sponsorship. It seeks to promote the three major pool games, 8-ball, 9-ball, and 10-ball. If we can prove that pool can attract as big an audience as basketball and boxing, then we will have a platform with which to secure the future of pool in the Philippines. I think in this experiment, international pool, no less than Filipino pool, will benefit if we succeed. Think of it. Pool on TV, live on prime time, twice a week. Sports betting in pool will come alive. Players will have something to compete in regularly, aside from the formal tournaments. Sponsors will have sustained exposure for their brands and products. To make this experiment work, we do not have to submit, we think, and we will not submit to the money demands of players. At BSCP and Raya, we frankly reject this as a matter of policy. We lead and promote for the welfare of all players, not just a few stars, and for the good of our sport in general. We believe in competitive pool events as the key to the development of our sport. So we don't put up exhibition or invitational pool events. Others can do that. Competitive pool means players get what they earn on the table, not as a gift or a bribe. In the Philippines, we can do this because what our public seeks, what we all seek, is mastery of the table, not charisma, not stardom. This is sport, not show business. Sports, in our view, is history. It's real, not make-believe.
Mr. Macabenta, if I can go back to your previous answer where you were outlining the junior program and some of the other things that you're putting together. Over here in North America, while the men's game is, of course, very popular, it's the women players that get all the television exposure and are really in the forefront of the average fan's perception of the game of pool. Now, in the Philippines, we're all familiar with Efren and with Francisco Bustamante. Where do you see the Philippines in trying to nurture that female talent so they can move on and compete at that level with the WPBA players?
Okay, frankly, we're nowhere right now in regard to the women players, but it is precisely because of our concern here that we introduced last March, this year, the national championship for women, okay? The turnout, we had only about less than 32 players in the women's division. Okay, so we have some work to do in order to really promote pool among women. There are actually, what we heard is that there are actually many women players in the country, but they're still afraid to test competition. But I think the potential is there, because I don't know whether you know this, but in the recent World Women's Championship, a Filipina was runner-up to the Chinese champion. So we have a few good players here. But the problem is that there are no tournaments for women yet. And that is why part of our program in VCP is really to encourage pool owners as well as promoters to establish now tournaments for women, and then also to encourage having a women's division in particular tournaments. Failing that, we're also planning, I mentioned earlier, a 16-event pool tour that BSCP is going to inaugurate. We will open it to both men and women as participation. But we are at the infant stages, actually, of really promoting women's pool in the Philippines.
So will you have separate divisions for the women, or will the women just be playing in that open division?
It will depend on certain tournaments, but the national championship, we will always have that. I understand, because of concern about the number of players' participation, we will still mix it in the 16-event tour. But in the amateur, on the amateur level, actually, there are women's or girls' divisions going on already. So we haven't begun, actually, an inventory of female talent and pool yet in the country, and this is one of the things that our national association has to attend to.
If I can go back to the World Nine Ball Championship last year, it is widely rumored online that you personally funded that event, even though you expected it to lose money. What would cause you to make that large a commitment to the game?
Well, first of all, it has been a dream of ours to bring the World Pool Championship to the Philippines ever since Efren won the World Championship in 1999. For many years, we had been watching and hoping that our billiards leaders would really try and get it. But for one reason or another, because we are a third world country, we are poor, they are saying that we can't do that. Okay. Anyway, when I became chair 2 years ago, I said that I will try and put together investment to bring this event to this country. I'm not a rich man, by the way, but what I did, I put together some, pulled together investments to make this happen. I went to I went to Kaohsiung to attend the 2005 World Pool Championship to see for myself how this thing is organized and all that. And from there, we sort of started to try and get the event to our shores. Now, we made this investment. This wasn't a one-time thing with us, actually. What we did was we decided, my company and the various investors, members of the board, we said that it's worth making a long-term commitment to the sport. World Pool Championship, we thought we should get this over a three-year period, and we figured that although we might lose money the first year, we might be able to recoup by the second year, and if there is a third year, we surely will make some money from it. But that's only one part of the commitment. We are actually, we have looked at the broader picture of the sport. The Philippines is probably different from many countries in regard to pool, in that here in the Philippines, pool really is a national sport. And uniquely, here in our country, top corporations can be persuaded, if you make good presentation, to support, to sponsor events. And we have TV networks, and I mean not cable, no, but regular TV networks, free TV networks, ready to put up events like this on television. And when you have the kind of fan base, the TV network supporting us, and then we have a little bit of money to invest in it. When you have this kind of combination, it is really possible to create a business model that will work. Anyway, we are into our second World Pool Championship this year, and hopefully the little that we lost last year will be recovered, and I think we'll have a very strong platform to do even more things for our sport. But at this point, we are so disappointed. We at BCP and RIA were so disappointed what appeared in, I think, in the forums of AC Billiards. Some people were accusing BCP of being corrupt, and there are some players who think that we're raking in money in pool, etc. This is a little unfair, because the fact is, at this point, we have been absorbing more losses than net gains, no? But I think we see what is driving these attacks on us. What I can assure listeners of your program is that the people behind BCP, the people behind RIA, this is not really our principal, this is not our business, this is not our principal preoccupation. We're doing this because we love the sport, and we are doing this because we believe there is a future for pool in our country. And I believe pool will grow as a sport throughout the world. Asia now is, I think, emerging as the hotbed of pool. And if because we have started this thing here in the Philippines, I think eventually we are going to harvest from that.
Mr. Macabenta, we certainly appreciate and thank you for the time you've taken with us today. And we wish you and all your countrymen luck in all your billiard endeavors, and we look very much forward to seeing you again in Manila at the World Nine Ball Championships this fall. So for now, thank you again, and good night.
Thank you, Jerry, and thank you, Mike, for this opportunity to talk with you.
Thank you. Wow, Jerry, that was definitely an interesting conversation. It seems like they've got a lot put together over there. I don't know about you, but what really jumped out at me is the difference in what the Philippines has with the BSCP and what North America has with the BCA. I certainly am excited about Rob Johnson and some of the plans that he has, but they just have so much going on out there, and they don't seem to be interested in the making money side of the game. They are more interested in promoting their players from the youth level through the women on up through the men, and at the same time taking those top players like Efren and Francisco and putting their young players up against those players in major Philippine events to season them and get them ready to play out on the big stage.
You know, the difference is really amazing when you think about it, Mike, because over there in the Philippines, obviously you have a player organization in the BSCP that, as you say, is totally involved in promoting the game and the players that play the game. Whereas here in the United States, the BCA has declared itself to be a trade organization interested in selling pool tables, pool cues, balls, cloth, bar equipment, hot tubs, whatever. But they are not, in fact, they are backing away from promoting the professional side of the game. Big, big difference in what players in two countries can expect from their representative organizations.
Definitely. And you can certainly see that it is leaders like Mr. Macabenta and his company Raya Sports who are going to take the game of pool to the next level.
Well, the AR and the you know, you're right. They've got people over there that are actively involved in promoting this game. And what really made me drool was when he mentioned that they've got three television networks competing to get pool on.
I have a sneaking suspicion that if every country had an organization that was making headway the way the BSCP is, that you and I would no longer have to have conversations saying, why is the game not where it should be?
Well, I have to agree with you that an active organization is huge. We had organizations in the past in this country that were more active, although it's been a lot of years now, and the game, there was a lot more going on in the game back then. I mean, if you look at this year's pro pool calendar in the United States, it's a skeleton of what it was just 8 or 10 years ago, and it pales in comparison to what it was in the 60s and 70s and 80s when there were several pro tournaments a month.
Well, with the new 10-ball tour that they're starting up over there and the World Championships over there, and then you have the Guinness Tour in Asia and what is happening over in Europe with their tour, it seems like not only... I mean, we've seen a shift with the pro players, whereas years ago it was the American players that owned the game of 9-ball, and now the Europeans have come over and they have exerted their dominance, and of course the Philippine players, and now the players from Chinese Taipei. Now it's more than just the players that are coming over from there and really making noise in the game. It's also the promoters and the events going on over there. So America is not just falling behind in the area of play. They seem to be falling behind in every area of the game.
Well, I have to agree with you. And, you know, if you look at it from the viewpoint of the BCA, the trade organization, they're a trade organization for, I would think, since they're the Billiard Congress of America, they're the trade organization for American companies. And American companies are losing their product edge to companies in the Philippines and China and Europe. So we're not only losing out on the players, we're losing out on the manufacturing end as well.
I don't know what the answer is, Jerry, but I'd be willing to bet Mr. Macabenta's got some ideas what the answer is.
Well, I think the answer is all of us who love pool pack up and move to Manila.
I don't know. I read a write-up on one of the big events over there in Billiards Digest last year, and it sounds like the food would not agree with me.
Boy, it agreed with me. I loved it. I mean, you can go to places and get served fried chicken claws and eggs that have almost hatched chickens in them and stuff like that, but you can also go to McDonald's or Outback Steakhouse. It is hardly the backwoods that some people think of it. Manila is a great bustling city, and there's a KFC on every corner.
Well, you might have the answer there then.
Well, again, that's a very interesting man with a lot of interesting plans, and it's going to be fun to watch what happens over in the Philippines over the next couple of years. But that's it for this edition of Run Out Radio. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll be back with another show very, very soon.